Welcome back, nerdles. Today is Friday, March 16th, 2018. I'm Jerome Rowland.
My name is Anthony Richards.
My name is Elliot Cabay.
All right, so Anthony, you want to introduce that song to us? Because you're actually the one who picked it today.
Oh, yeah, true. So it is called Neptune, and it is by Goblins from Mars.
I promise I'm picking the next song.
Yeah, go ahead.
Next year.
Excuse me, the next song.
Next year.
We will have no intro music for the rest of the semester.
I'm picking the next song, and it's going to be Vaporwave. Well, actually, Future Funk. It's not gonna be vaporwave. It's gonna be like
it better be good.
It better not be vaporwave.
It's not like Macintosh Plush. It's not gonna be that.
Okay.
All right. I can probably accept it.
Yeah.
It's real funky.
I can deal with funky.
It's like techno funk.
Gives me hope.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Let's stop being happy for like 5 seconds. We have some bad news to report here on Nerd News Now.
It's just sad.
It's not necessarily bad, but Stephen Hawking, the great physicist, is dead.
Mm-hmm.
He died in his home in Cambridge,
I believe.
Yeah, on Pi Day. Nevertheless,
I think it was actually the day before Pi Day.
No, it was using time zones. It was Pi Day.
Oh, using Pi. Yes.
Yeah.
All right. So here's a fun fact.
It was Pi Day for him.
He died the same day Isaac Newton was born.
And
yeah,
he was
76 when he died. Which I think that was the age of Isaac Newton when he died.
No, I'm pretty sure he was born on the anniversary of Newton's.
Isaac Newton and something
of his lined up with Einstein. I can't remember what.
Yeah, something did line up with Einstein.
Yeah.
No, Isaac Newton was born
Sorry, it was Einstein. It was the same day Einstein was born then, probably.
Yeah, definitely. Isaac Newton was, I mean, like, DuckDuckGo doesn't really explain. He was born on Christmas.
So he died on the same day that Einstein
was born? Yeah, because Einstein was born on Pi Day.
Mm-hmm.
But
my running theory is that Einstein and Stephen Hawking are the same person.
Well, before I reject that theory, I want to give some inspirational messages to our viewers. Now don't think just because Stephen Hawking is dead in our universe, it means he's dead in all universes. There's thousands of them, millions even, and in one of them, he's going to be alive forever. Cheers.
Or infinite of them, actually.
Or infinite. Stephen Hawking is alive forever in infinite universes.
And in infinite universes, he can actually speak and walk.
But also, in infinite universes, toasters are made out of toast. That's just an interesting fact.
And
for
then
you
put metal in them.
You
heat them up. And you eat them.
In infinite universes, all life forms are not carbon based.
It's not that weird. I know people that used a toaster to heat metal for.
No, but I'm just imagining.
Forging.
A universe in which
it's a dumb idea, but like he would put it in and then he would just turn it on and he'd like run away.
At least he doesn't use it to make grilled cheese.
That's just a dumb idea. Turn the toaster on its side.
I use all of my toasters to make grilled cheese.
Why are you gripping the mic? Why are you gripping the foam of the mic?
Because I felt it was trying to fly away from me before, and it can't go anywhere. I am in control.
My inner musician is going to yell at you for a second. Quit cupping the mic. That is what you're doing
you
with
can
your hand.
You hold the back of it.
What happens when you cup? Why is it cupping
It changes the microphone's pickup pattern, and it makes it sound like poopy.
I see.
That's all you need.
Audio Technica lessons with John.
With John Rowland.
R-O-L-A-D. A-N-D.
Rowlad.
Rowlad. John Rowlad.
How long till my name gets changed to Rowlades?
Rowlades.
Will that just be my middle age name?
Rowlades.
And then when you die, it's going to be Roblox.
It's going to be Roblox.
Why is it
going to
be Roblox?
Somehow it's just, look.
Why is that even remotely funny?
Progress over time to the point where it becomes Roblox.
That's why it's funny, just because the Roblox death noise.
What?
The Roblox death noise, you know.
And that's just going to be the noise Roblox. You make before you die.
Yeah. Well, in other Musky news, more exciting.
There was no prior Musky news.
There was no brother Musky moose. but hold on, I gotta remember how to speak. I only speak during the podcast. Other than that, I'm completely silent.
Elliot is actually a mute fun fact.
Yeah, and this is all of my energy to speak right now. But are we making fun of mutes by saying that? It's not like they can tell us. But, all right, in Muskie news.
I don't condone this behavior.
In Muskie news. I've never met a mute. I feel bad now. But
that's so good.
So basically what we have a lot of Muskie news because last week we did a podcast, we gathered Muskie news, but we didn't record it cuz I was the one working the board.
It was a practice session.
It was a practice session. Yeah. And the major Muskie news of the week was where he said he tweeted this.
He tweeted that he discovered the jazz hands emoji. To which some, you know how the internet likes to believe that it's always right no matter what. Someone was like, it's not jazz hands, it's a hug. And if you've ever seen the emoji, its hands are next to its face. Mm-hmm. I don't know what kind of hug that is. Like, that's not the point.
But it's great.
Emojis don't have bodies. It doesn't matter.
No. But
their heads are their bodies.
But what's even better is it shows up if you type jazz hands.
Yeah. Musk is all like, I typed jazz hands and found this.
Okay, you know what I really hate?
What?
I hate how like emojis. Like people like in general conversation you'll never talk about emoji, but if someone says something about emojis, there's always controversy. There's never not been controversy with emojis.
Really?
Always. There's always something. There's always something wrong with the latest iOS emojis. Always.
I don't live a very controversial life.
You know the only thing wrong with emojis in my book?
Is that they exist.
No, it's the fact that not all of them are upside down faces.
Yeah.
The only one I truly like is the upside down smiley face.
Because that one just like, okay, yeah, no, I can relate to that one.
It's that's just how happiness.
I feel. That's just how I feel.
And you know, it's incredibly hard to get on the keyboard for some reason.
It is.
It's just not on there. You have to copy-paste it from other places. It's stupid.
I don't like it.
Which is sad, because I love that emoji. It's the only emoji I will willingly use.
I use, like, 7 emojis.
That is
If they had a dabbing emoji, I would use that one.
You know what? Listen. So whoever makes the phone things, please get on the dabbing emoji.
Whoever makes... I think the
or
first...
just make more upside down faces.
Yeah, or make more upside down faces for John, I suppose.
Yeah.
If you're into that.
I'd be fine with it.
I could deal with an upside down angry, an upside down sad, an upside down no mouth.
I would deal with it. Just a yellow circle.
Each one of those for me though. Like, what would be the meaning behind each one?
Guys, we still have more Muskie news.
I don't know. Muskie's important.
Muskie's more important than emojis. Yeah,
this is related.
About emojis, Elliot. We can't just look past the emojis.
They made a movie on emojis. They didn't make a movie about Muskie.
Exactly.
Wreck-It Ralph 2 is going to be the emoji movie, but good. I think I said that last podcast, like last actual podcast, but yeah, I'm saying it again.
No, that's my prediction. You said that last podcast that didn't go up.
Oh, nice. But yeah, there's a Wreck-It Ralph 2 movie, and it's going to be the emoji movie, but good. Muskie got a $2.6
billion bonus. $2.6
billion
bonus?
From Tesla, and I think he deserves it. Wholeheartedly.
I feel
this man can do no wrong for
me.
He could openly, I mean, like, not a dog, but he could openly murder, like, a human on the street, and I'd be like, maybe it was justified.
Right.
Due process. But if it was a dog, I'd be like, no.
Here's my thing, right? Muskie is, I feel like he is a billionaire that is deserving of his billions because he's just
insane. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, we have further Muskie news to explain why this man is just insane.
Oh, yeah. But see, it's even better because my thing is I wouldn't assume that it was justified. I would just assume that it probably, like, Muskie killed someone on a whim. This is all like, why not? This seems like a fun thing to do.
You mean like American Psycho sort of stuff?
This is how I interpret. Like, Elon Musk doesn't do anything unless it's because he wants to. That's how
Okay, I get that. I could honor that.
Mm-hmm.
Also, in other news,
American Psycho,
John,
but I do need to watch Mindhunters.
This is not good news, mind you.
Oh no.
No. For anyone who owns a Tesla, they just raised the prices of the supercharger stations.
So like the how we have gas price bases.
Yep.
Okay. And that's how he made his $1 billion bonus.
Hey.
Yeah.
Like what is it now?
I don't know the exact number, but I think it's like 20 to 40% more than it used to be.
Is it cheaper than gas?
anything's cheaper than gas.
Then they can stop complaining.
Uranium's probably cheaper than gas, honestly.
Uranium is cheaper than gas because you fill up once and you're good for 100 years.
It's about 24 cents per kilowatt hour now.
Is that like the equivalent of a gallon?
I honestly could not tell you.
If it's 24 cents and it's the equivalent of a gallon of gas, I can get you the same amount of distance in an average car, I'm going to be mad.
Kilowatt hour.
You're not going to find... Well, you might.
Yeah, you totally will find it.
Of gas. I totally just found it.
What?
So, 1 second.
He totally just found it.
What? I'm curious what magical math this website that he found did to get this conversion.
It probably just used like an average car and was like how many kilowatt hours it can generate with a gallon of gas. That's real simple.
I'm still amazed just because like someone took the time to do it.
I mean, it just engineers, you know, it's not like my exercise major.
They save time by putting pi equal to 3, so I guess I have time to do this.
Yeah. Yeah, save all that precious pie time. That makes me angry. Don't talk about that.
It makes everyone with a brain angry.
Yeah.
Which is why it doesn't upset most engineers. Fun fact.
Yeah. Hey. Software engineers are different. We had to do is press a button to get pie. So
Now 24 cents per kilowatt hour.
All right, so 24 cents per kilowatt hour, 1 gallon of gasoline generates 33.7 kilowatt hours of energy.
So 24 cents per kilowatt hours. And how many?
So
did it generate 32?
33.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, do the conversion.
Tesla is now more expensive?
Yeah.
I'm doing mental math, but
it's like $7.92 a gallon.
Wow.
Really, like in comparison?
Yeah.
Oh geez, never mind.
Okay, well, that's not boding well for Tesla.
I mean, like...
Although...
Do they have to recharge as often?
Probably not.
Probably not.
I mean, you only get like 300 miles per charge.
And like how... I mean, like...
But then again, how much is it? People also have it at home, too, I think.
I'm not
100% sure, but I think a lot of people do have... like stations in their house that they just pay for with their electricity.
Yeah,
and then that's pretty cheap because it's like what, like 10 cents per kilowatt hour.
Yeah, it's nine. Whatever your electricity rate is. So
yeah,
I mean,
it's like 10 to 9. That's all right.
It'll suck for people who road trip in a Tesla, but
who would road trip in a Tesla?
People with a lot of money who own sports cars and go to sports car events.
True. Okay, true.
That's gonna be me one day in my BMW i8.
You just called a BMW a sports car, so no, it's not going to be.
Listen, are you familiar with the i8, though?
Listen, are you familiar with BMW, not a sports car?
They are luxury cars, but the i8 is a sports car. It's like a sports luxury car.
I want a Volkswagen bus.
Bus?
A bus.
A bus.
No, the 1970s VW buses.
Like the hippie vans?
Yeah! That's what I want.
Of course, Elliot.
But they're all manual, and I don't know sticks, so I am kind of like,
I'll
hook
you up with my pops. He'll teach you.
All right, thanks. And then, Anthony, the next bit of musky news you wrote in.
Ooh, I did. I stole the document, and I typed it in myself. Wait a second.
Is it the Ion Performance Surprise?
No. Something went wrong. I'm not seeing my news anymore.
It's where all the other news is, Anthony. I condensed it into one so no one would miss it.
Oh, it's the Westworld.
I see now.
You can't format things randomly.
I mean, I just put it underneath other musky news, but all right.
Yeah, which is a
so
terrible
much
place.
Musky news. Come on, let's hurry it up.
All right. So so basically, I don't actually need to read this, but so what happened
with... Cup in the
mic. Elon Musk met up with his brother, whose name is Cabal? Musk?
I think so. That sounds right.
Yeah.
Give me a second. Elon Musk brother. Kimball. All right. So yeah, he met up with his brother Kimball Musk, and it was near the set of a Westworld set. So it was near the set of Westworld, and there was a surprise Q&A session where Elon Musk basically was talking about how he wanted to be testing his BFR, the rocket that he intends to use to get us humans to Mars by next year.
Is he going to land a rover on Mars? Like, that's my big question. Or is he just going, like, straight with people?
What's probably... No, I doubt he's going... Because it's going to be a test flight. He wants to do a test flight.
Like, to Mars?
Yeah. No, not to Mars. He wants to just test flight the BFR. Okay. I don't know how far he's going to take it.
I would be like, yo, he's just like, the test flight is just directly to Mars? That's ambitious, I guess. He has one of them. Don't miss. Don't miss.
Hey, you got to admire the determination to do it if he does. Like,
if he does, if he does that, I'll be like, I can't be mad. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't. I just have to deal with that.
Mm-hmm.
But
imagine that Elon Musk ends up being the reason that, like, other life exists on Mars, because he, like, fires a rocket there and it, like, just crash lands on the surface of the planet, and we don't end up on Mars for, like, another 15 years. But by the time we do, like, the microbes that were on
there would be microbes. That would be it.
Yeah, but I mean, that's life
still. All right, I can understand.
That's
that.
Also if they, like, survive space.
That's
tardigrades.
Fair. Which
tardigrades.
Would be
tardigrades. Done. Next
end of story.
End of story.
You know what? You're right. End of story.
Elon Musk hired people from The Onion recently to do a mysterious comedy project. I don't know what to make of this. I'm just dumbfounded. Why is this millionaire deciding, all right, I did rockets, time to do SNL? Like, I don't
rewind
get it.
Rewind to earlier when he said he's
just insane.
Musk, he doesn't do anything unless it's because it's something he wants to do.
Why did this billionaire who built PayPal decide to build rockets? Right? You know, we have a lot of questions answer.
I love the picture of Musk in, like, the 90s. It's like, I build financial websites. And then now he's like, I build whatever I want. Looks like a rock star. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah. And the old picture of him was, like, balding.
Balding. He looked real sad.
Uh-huh. And now?
I just paid off the mortgage of my house. Now he's looking like, I fly rockets to the moon for fun. Musky is God. My mom just texted. Hi, Mom.
Hello, Miss Cabay.
That, and I just didn't. Did I didn't know how to Mrs. react other than to say
no,
it.
Miss Cabay.
Mrs.
Cabay.
Miss means,
you know,
she's
what?
Not
she's,
married.
She's Ellie Mom now. Okay, I'm not gonna be corrected. She's just Ellie Mom.
That works.
Hello, okay. Ellie
but
Mom.
Last bit of Musky news before we actually go on to actual news. Tesla semis can do 0 to 60 in 5 seconds.
This is not the last bit of Musky news, thank you.
What is?
Russell's joining the space
That's
race.
That's not Musky news.
It is Musky news because Tesla's the competitor.
Okay.
I know Tesla, Musky.
Yeah. But anyway, Tesla semis do 0 to 60 in 5 seconds, and it's absolutely terrifying because it's the equivalent of a hippo running at it's like an elephant doing 0 to 60 in 5 seconds.
That's great.
They're the size of elephants.
I'm imagining an elephant that just achieves the cheetah's speed.
And you know what? You want to know the scariest part about them? You know how electric cars are completely silent? It's a completely silent semi going from 0 to 60 in 5 seconds.
You know, I don't know if I'll ever be okay with quiet semis, just because I kind of like their loud, obnoxious sounds.
I like them because, like, I know where they are relative to me while I'm driving. I'll be driving, and all of a sudden a Tesla semi will speed past me doing 130 miles an hour because they can, and I'll be like, oh, and I'll, like, swerve, and I'll just scream. I don't like it.
But in the most important Tesla Musky news of the day, SpaceX has a competitor now in the form of Russia.
It's not going to be a competitor. It's not going to be a big competitor.
It's Russia. The ability to contend.
Ability to contend and whether or not it will are very different things.
Yes,
it will not.
But I feel like it's way too early to decide whether or not it will based off anything else other than its ability to contend.
Russia's going to be the U.S. in our space race. They're not going to get anything done first except for, like, one thing, and that's all that's going to matter.
I love how, like, our entire space race is all like, we need to beat Russia, right? Oh. And it's like, oh, we're America, we're so good, our astronauts are great. And it's all like, we weren't the first in space, we weren't the first to send a rocket into space.
We weren't the first to orbit.
Nope.
We weren't the first to do anything.
But we put the first man on the moon, and that's
we also
really
did the first translunar orbit.
Were we the first space station? No.
I don't know.
No, the Soyuz was the first. Soyuz. And then they had a Soyuz partnership.
Soyuz.
Huh?
Soyuz.
Soyuz.
Stop pronouncing it wrong. It's Soyuz.
Soyuz?
Soyuz.
Elliot doesn't speak Russian. Fun fact.
Yeah, no,
it's because he's mute.
But I just had to watch a documentary about that for class. It's amazing to see how much we forget that we didn't do in the course of the space race.
We did. It's not that we didn't forget about it. It's just we don't talk about it because we didn't do it. And we're American.
We just crossed the finish line first. We didn't do anything else.
Like it's the equivalent of the tortoise and the hare story.
Oh, yeah.
But still not even that, because it's not like Russia took a break. Yeah. It's just we outspent them, and then we're like, all right, we did it.
To be fair, we probably would have won the race in like all facets of it had the Navy not gotten the contract that they didn't deserve just because of Von Braun's reputation.
Oh, yeah.
Because had they just given it to him in the first place, he was basically ready to go to space like once before Russia.
Mm-hmm.
But then
Van Braun?
He didn't. Yeah, Von Braun. Like he had
Von Braun. It's Braun, not Brown.
Brown.
It's Brown.
Brown.
No, it's not Brown. It's Braun.
Guy, right? He's the guy who made the rocket, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
He was a Nazi scientist, right?
Yes.
Yeah. He was ready. He was ready to go to space in the
40s. Von Braun. Oh, I know. Von Braun is something completely different. Yeah, that's Brown. That's pronounced Brown. Yeah,
really?
I just spent 4 hours watching a mini documentary for class.
I've always pronounced that wrong.
It is
German.
Brown.
Whenever you have an A followed by a U, it makes the ow sound.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's Von Braun.
Yeah. I also spoke German, so that helped me, but as did hearing it for 4 straight hours. Good series, by the way, though. Recommend watching.
Yeah, no.
It's all on YouTube.
I'll probably give it a look.
Yeah, he was ready to go to space in the 40s, so it didn't matter. Yeah, they should have just given it to him. But let's continue on with the other news.
He was born during the year the Titanic sank.
Wow, what is that? 1912. Sorry, I was going to say 1812. I was going to say 1812.
Von Braun sunk the Titanic with his V2s confirmed.
Confirmed.
It happened during like the freaking nine years war, 7 years war. Yeah. That was 9 years.
7 years war was in the 1700s.
This is not a history podcast.
It's not.
Can we not?
All right. In other news, Microsoft is planning on buying, buy. They want to buy anything from EA to Valve or even PUBG.
Which confirms my theory that Microsoft's going to step out of the console market and just buy Steam and let Steam take care of everything.
I don't think they're going to step out of the console market.
It'll exist like the Steam console does. It's there for people who want to stream games from the computer.
That's the Steam Link. The Steam console's a little different.
Is it?
Yeah,
really?
Steam console's like an actual console, but the Steam Link is like a wireless HDMI.
I'm assuming things will go the way of the Steam Link then.
Yeah, yeah. That would make absolute sense.
Yeah, the Steam Link just lets you stream from your computer onto like your TV, right?
Yep.
Okay.
I think normally I would be against I'd be against Microsoft buying Valve, but Valve's no longer a game company.
No, they're making games again.
Yeah,
they're making games again.
They're making Left 4 Dead 3.
That they want to make games again. Yeah. So they'll finally hit a 3 at some point.
I think they're gonna start with Left 4 Dead 3.
Yeah, what's happening is they are actually firstly working on games for like their new gaming peripherals.
But then
they want to make like actual like
games.
Video games after that again.
What was
their
most
also
recent
on top
game?
Of that, they're doing
their most recent
Relic,
game Portal
2.
No.
Relic is Relic? The new card game.
Valve made that.
I think that's Valve.
I think their most recent big one's Portal 2.
Yeah. Relic. I would probably say that one at least.
Card game.
Let me take
yeah,
a
wait,
look.
Because Valve is the one that did Dota 2, right?
Dota 2 is like decades ago, but yeah.
Yeah, so Valve is doing Relic.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
That's their card game. I don't know if it's called Relic, though. I'm trying to find it. I don't think it's called Relic, but it's something close to that.
Fun fact, Valve Time and Musky Time are two opposite things.
What do you mean?
Valve Time is a joke used by people that like Valve, and it's because
soon TM,
huh?
Soon TM.
Yeah. It's like it never happens. Valve time means it never happens. Musky time means they try and have it happen early, but yeah, Valve, they don't make games; they print money.
it works.
It works. It worked really well. They're the only people that would have ever been able to pull it off.
Yeah, I don't know how Steam manages to suck money out of me, but
it does.
I see a game that I want. It's on sale for cheap enough that I'm like, I can justify that, and I get it, and it's awful.
Yeah.
I have like 100 plus games. I play 12 of them, maybe.
I actually don't have that many games.
Well, I also only have so much because of Humble Bundle.
Oh,
so I get a lot of garbage thrown my way.
You get a lot of shovelware.
I get shovelware though. And then like the two or three games that I actually cared about. So, I mean.
I just buy the games I care about. Like Darkest Dungeon was in a Humble Bundle, and I did not get it.
Yeah, but see, I can pay $12.
Artifact is the name of the card game.
Oh, yeah.
But see, I could pay $12 for Dark Souls 3 and get a bunch of shovelware. Or I could pay $40 for Dark Souls 3.
And get no shovelware.
And not get any of the free DLC either.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'd rather just deal with a bunch of shovelware games and that I might get bored and be like, I want to try it, and then find out I hate it.
Yeah. But anyway, about this Microsoft thing, I think if they buy PUBG, that is a dumb mistake. It's a bad mistake. PUBG is now no longer successful.
Move on. They actually plan to buy PUBG. They just said that they plan
they
to
just
buy PUBG.
They just said. If anything, they should buy Fortnite, but Fortnite, I gave Fortnite till the end of this, until the start of this month to stop being popular. It is well exceeded my expectations.
Yeah, and it probably continues.
It's free
too.
And it works.
It's free and it works, and it's not PUBG, because PUBG was garbage. It's like DayZ, but it was like a mod of DayZ, which in itself is a mod.
Exactly.
That's what I hate about PUBG.
So it's exactly what Dota was.
Yeah, it was a mod of a mod. What was it? It was.
It was a mod of
Counter-Strike. It was a mod of Warcraft.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, Dota had. I'm pretty sure that someone changed a mod to get to that point. Or it was a mod built on a different mod altogether. I don't remember.
Mm-hmm.
But Dota had very interesting origins that played like bigger poopy than the real game does.
Yeah. So apparently in other news. Another Microsoft news. It was a Microsoft news of the week of the month, actually, because Microsoft does nothing. Except for release Xbox consoles that no one wants.
Push Microsoft Edge real hard.
Yeah, that's what they're doing right now. Microsoft wants to force Windows 10 mail users to use Edge for email links.
Yeah, because that's going to go well.
That's what you deserve if you're using Windows Mail.
Well, I mean, it depends, because you can set up Windows Mail to, like, compile several mailboxes at once.
Yeah.
In which case, you don't deserve
that. You can do that with Gmail, too.
Gmail.
Can you?
I mean, all your mailboxes are there. You just have to click separate buttons. You can't compile them all.
That's the thing. This is all of them at once in one chronological order. That you can't mess up which one you got when.
Yeah. Mail is really user. Windows Mail, the few times I've seen it, it is pretty user-friendly. Click here to read your mail, click here to delete, click here to delete all, and like that's it.
Yeah.
It's super user-friendly, which annoys me that they're taking away the one thing that would make me consider using it.
Yeah.
I mean, granted, I don't, because I only use one Gmail account. If I had like a private one and a work one, and I want them to be in the same place, that's what I would use.
Yeah, I mean you can use a lot of other software though. Windows Mail is not the only thing that you need to use.
Yeah, Windows but it's Mail. Included and it's installed. I don't have to deal with it.
Edge is just as bad as Internet Explorer was.
No.
Yes.
No.
It takes just as long to load up on my computer than as Internet Explorer did. This is not a joke.
Are you sure that that's not your computer just not being used to Edge and having it in the page files?
maybe it's that, but I do not like Edge. Edge is my default PDF viewer, and I hate it. I want to switch to Firefox, but I keep forgetting. I don't like Edge.
You know the school allows us to get, like, Acrobat Reader for free, right?
Really?
Yeah.
Bruh. I need to get that.
Yeah, just it's somewhere on our website.
It allows you to get it for free if you don't have a Chromebook, because fun fact, I cannot get any of the school's plugins on this.
Because Chrome is a PDF reader. You don't need it.
Yeah, Chromebook is a PDF.
Okay, I mean, that's fair.
Like that's
however, the point of the statement was it does not matter what the plugin is. I cannot get it on my computer, which is
Chrome
why I'm not
has
able to.
Plugins
you know
does
what?
Everything.
I want to say this. Chromebooks. I read a lot about them recently because I wanted to bash you more and actually know what I'm talking about. They are fantastic productivity machines.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, they're good for that.
Absolutely fantastic. Way better than anything I expected. Mm. I thought they'd be like pretty good, like a laptop can do it. But like no, these boys are just like fantastic for it. They can't like render or anything. They're not like a workstation, but like you got to do anything that's like minor work of productivity, they're pretty cheap too.
Exactly. So this is why I have one.
This is just you all, but the thing is, you almost need an actual computer to use it to do and the other things.
That's also facts, which is why I complain about it so
much.
Which is also why I've openly stated on this podcast, next time I get a laptop, it's going to be a Chromebook because I have my desktop for everything I do, and then the Chromebook to lug around for anything I need to do out and about.
I like Windows. If anything, I would probably get a Linux laptop.
Yeah.
If I was going to do anything like that,
you could just mod this with Linux.
Yeah, I could just do that. I could mod this with Linux.
Chrome OS is Linux.
Yeah, it's a shell, pretty much. But anyway, in other news, for all you eBay people out there, this actually kind of shocked me because we talked about this last week, but it shocked me because I didn't expect them to do something like this. eBay is dropping PayPal, and it's not like this wasn't expected. This was a plan. When PayPal was formed, it was eBay and PayPal like were synonymous. Then eventually PayPal started doing their own stuff and eBay started doing their own stuff, so they split companies. But they're like, all right, we'll work together for 5 years. And now they're like, all right, the 5 years are up. We're dropping PayPal. We're going to get someone else to design a system.
To be fair, though, the company they're getting to design the system, I can't think of their name off the top of my head.
But they do stuff with like
Lyft. And
our
link is broken. That's interesting.
They do stuff with like Lyft and... No, Uber, not Lyft. They do Uber. They do some pretty big names, surprisingly. And like I'm glad because I'm tired of having to redirect to PayPal every time I want to buy something on eBay.
I'm okay with that because it means that it works. I trust PayPal to get me my money back.
I trust PayPal wholeheartedly
because Muskie developed it.
Yeah, because Muskie developed it.
Adyen,
yeah.
So are they doing this to drive competition?
They're doing it to not have to share money with PayPal.
This
company's going to build them a proprietary thing, and then the company's just gonna get. I think they're just gonna get an upfront cost, maybe. A yearly thing.
My guess is upfront in some small commission.
But it's gonna be way less than PayPal.
Because what PayPal's model is, to my understanding, I don't work for PayPal. Don't take what I say as law. Sorry, Anthony.
I always thought you did for some reason.
So what I think PayPal does is they take like 2-3% off the top of every transaction. There's no exceptions. But they don't charge you up front for it. So it's something that you can just... They give you the code to integrate it into your site. They handle everything for you. And then they send it out your way.
But they take a lot more off.
Like I said, I think it's like 2-3% per transaction.
That's a really good business
or something.
Model, honestly.
It's great for small businesses. It's absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, companies that can't afford to do things
Disco
like...
GS, they use PayPal.
Yeah.
You can. People want you to use PayPal.
It's whatever people want.
Yeah.
Disco GS, I don't think actually gets money from the sales.
A little bit.
Not sure.
Small percentage.
I've never sold on them, so I'm not sure.
I read the terms and conditions. I guess small amount.
Maybe they do. But it allows sites to just start up and go as opposed to trying to build something secure. So companies like eBay who have money to throw around, sure. It saves them money in the long run to just put up a ton up.
eBay needs to overhaul their whole site though.
Yeah,
it's so old. It's such a it's like walking into a Kmart.
Yeah,
that's I go on eBay.
What's a Kmart?
I go to eBay and it's like walking into a Kmart where Amazon's walking into a Target. Like it's a little better than Walmart. And then when you go on Jet.com, it's walking into a Walmart because Jet.com's owned by Walmart.
Wait, really?
Yep, Jet is owned by Walmart. Huh. I worked for Walmart and they kept talking about that and they're like, what do you think our biggest competitor is? And I'm like, Amazon. I just said that flat out. Like I was like, it's not gonna be Target. It's not gonna be anyone. It's going to be Amazon. He goes, yeah, you're right. And I'm like, yeah. I mean, like, I hope Amazon puts you out of business, personally. I didn't say that, but I was thinking, I'm like, I hope Amazon puts you out of business.
Why?
I don't like Walmart.
Because why?
They're awful.
Because they're
Walmart
awful.
Pays well, and it's very convenient.
They pay well depending on where you are, technically. Like for the amount of work that you have to do, they might pay well, right? If you're a cashier, they pay well. Mm-hmm. But if you're, loading dock, they do not pay enough.
Yeah, also, they have a really good way of keeping you right under that threshold to be full-time no matter how much you work.
Yep.
Yeah.
So they'll never pay you benefits unless you're a manager. Mm. 40, and even then, you have to be the general manager.
It's actually 45 hours to be full-time.
At Walmart? What?
Yep. Hmm. Yeah. What? It's weird. It's not just straight 40 hours. It's more than 40 hours to be full-time, to get full-time benefits. I don't know how it works. I was told this, and I was like, it doesn't matter. I'm not going to be working full-time anyway.
Huh.
Which is why you were a perfect candidate for them.
That is interesting.
It is interesting.
Shady, but interesting.
Okay, I mean, I understand what you guys say.
I don't like Walmart.
That, but me, as a consumer, I love Walmart.
Amazon's better.
Oh, no. Amazon is far superior, but that doesn't mean
I don't
Walmart's
have to go
bad.
Anywhere. I just go boop, and I wait 2 days.
Yeah, the only thing I don't like as much about Amazon is that the produce is ridiculously expensive.
Food?
Not produce, normal groceries.
Amazon?
Yeah.
Yeah, Prime Pantry.
You want to buy a bag of chips, it's $20.
Oh, okay.
For a normal bag of chips.
Now?
Yeah, it is really expensive.
It's not that expensive.
I mean, if you do Prime Pantry, it can get pretty cheap.
Yeah, but I mean, as opposed to going to Walmart for,
are you guys familiar with
the
Amazon Go?
Garbage things.
Are you guys familiar with the Amazon Go?
Yes, I watched Linus Tech Tips do a video
on it. What
about
you?
And he accidentally stole something because...
How? Amazon Go is supposed to be designed that you literally just walk in and you're all like, yep, I'm an Amazon Go member, and then you pick up what you want and walk out.
Returned it but didn't return it.
Yeah. That's what happened. Could you just walk in without a phone, take something off the shelf, and leave?
I think that would be theft.
Will alarms go off?
No, you have to scan your phone to walk in.
Exactly.
And there's someone at the door to make sure you scan your phone.
Oh. Okay. Never mind then.
Yeah, the stores aren't no employees. It's three.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be a pretty great place to work.
Yeah, one person at the door, one person by the beer section.
And one person who does the meat in the back.
Yeah,
they have a
beer
section there?
Yeah.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
Amazon, can I get, is there you know how they Walmart has Great Value and Giant Eagle has Giant Eagle brand? Is there an Amazon one, and can I get Amazon brand beer?
Yeah, it's called Coors Light.
I'm not 21, by the way. I just think it's funny. I want to be able to be like, oh man, boop, and then have a drone deliver me beer while I'm on a boat.
I am 21. I'm on a reason boat. I'm okay with making the joke.
Okay, yeah, you can make the joke. I'm not making any jokes. I think it's just funny.
In other Amazon news, Alexa won't shut up. Alexa, at least it didn't shut up for a while.
now it shuts up real fast.
Yeah. So. For those of you who missed the drama conspiracy theories last week, Amazon's Alexa would just randomly laugh because the software that listens to you just thought you told Alexa to laugh. I don't know why, but it was hearing you wrong. That's all the problem was.
That's so funny. The robots are getting ready to take over. It's fine.
Yeah. So then in other news to Alexa, they just added a brief mode, which Alexa won't respond to you if you ask simple tasks that don't really have an answer that makes sense. Like you ask Alexa, hey Alexa, turn on the lights, and it'll just go boop, and that's it. Instead of okay, which is absurdly loud.
It was. Mm. It is absurdly loud. You know what? You know what they need to put into Alexa? Like a chat bot.
I was going to say a real person.
Say a pair of scissors.
I want a chat
why
bot.
Why scissors, Anthony? What?
Sometimes I need to cut
to open the Amazon packages, or to possibly defend yourself from the Amazon hitman.
Well, facts.
I'll just hire them to open my package. I'll put a hit on my package.
I'll put a hit on
package. You order a brand new hard drive. They walk in, fire 6 shots into it. The hard drive's ruined. You're out maybe $50.
Imagine that you buy
my data's now securely erased.
Yes,
no problem.
But
the data that wasn't even on that hard drive.
I can't write it now.
It upsets me that it upsets, you know why? I want an Amazon Alexa or a Google Home.
Same. I want my.
But you know why I won't Alexa get one?
Home? Why?
Because the big draw to having a little personal assistant is I want to be like, "Hey Alexa, how you doing?" And then there's like a 3-second conversation. That's all I want.
Legit, that would be me as well, though.
I want her to respond with, "That's doing pretty good. How are you?"
Honestly,
and then I go, "I'm great." And she goes, "That's nice." And that's it. That's all I want.
That's like
I just
my
want
granddad.
That little.
Like he has a conversation with Alexa when he has my grandparents basically have a conversation.
That's
with
all
Alexa.
I want. I want like a short little like. I want a short little like. Oh man, I'm bored. And Alexa goes, "Yeah, I'm bored too." And that's it. I want the smallest, like, just so I don't have to actually be in contact with people anymore.
You just want the companionship.
I want the companionship of a robot. It's not that I'm starving for human companionship. I want the companionship specifically of a robot.
So that way you can get rid of human companionship.
No, it's not even a supplement. It's just, I just want this multifaceted companionship circle. Like, I'm friends with people. And robots. And dogs.
What about the cats?
No. Not cats. No cats. I'm not a cat guy.
Trash. Such trash.
Speaking of sad trash, like cats, Toys R Us is dead.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. I think I said Toys R Us is dead way more somber than I said Stephen Hawking was dead.
Yeah, because Toys R Us was... Well,
Toys R Us was
it was garbage.
Cool. Like I put that in as big of air quotes as I can get because.
Here's the thing.
Okay, you guys talk about yourself. I'm just having fun.
Toys R Us, like Toys R Us, does not have a purpose or a need to exist anymore because its existence is basically like the existence of Saturday morning cartoons, right? The Saturday morning cartoons were viable because there weren't stations that were really doing a lot of. Children targeted cartoons, and Toys R Us was viable because it was the place that you went to get toys. Yeah. But now
Amazon.
Walmart and Target and Amazon, especially, you just walk
it's,
in.
Its big thing mm-hmm. in like the 90s was video games.
Yeah,
that is not a joke. They were the video game place for the longest time, and then like everywhere else started selling video games.
Yep.
Yeah, and now, you know, online marketplaces have them.
If they were to
for
down...
people who don't know to avoid GameStop, GameStop has them. Ugh.
To be honest, if they were to downsize to the size of like, I don't know. Not I mean like I like an intermediate between like Giant Eagle and like smaller stores. Like they had a pretty big shop area and they just sold niche toys. That's great. Like, they sell, like, 4-foot-tall teddy bears. They sell, like, really expansive Lego sets.
Yes.
Like, basically become a hobby shop. That's all you gotta do. But they can't do that.
The problem Toys R Us is definitely facing that led to this is also that toys aren't the thing they used to be.
No.
Because anymore...
Just get an iPad and you're done.
Toys are electronics... And you only need like 2 or 3 electronics at a time for most situations.
Believe it or not, I think the most people that buy toys go to Toys R Us to buy stuff is the people that want Legos.
Fact.
Legos are like hobbyist things.
Yeah, and you know, I'm not even sad about Toys R Us closing because I don't have any memories of it.
No.
Like there are people who remember like going to Toys R Us as a kid. I never went as a kid.
I went on a grand opening of Toys R Us, and it was really cool. I met Jeffrey the Giraffe. That was neat. This is a real Jeffrey the Giraffe.
Toys R Us has existed and died within our lifespans?
Yeah. Toys R Us have opened and have recently closed in my lifetime. There's a mall that had opened when I was a teenager and is closing now. So like
that sounds like the Pittsburgh Mills to a T.
It is the Pittsburgh Mills. It's
That's
bought
the
for $100. It's the scariest place on earth. The carpet's all stained.
Although the Galleria around the mills is still
Galleria
wonderful,
is so good.
But the mall was garbage.
The food there is pretty good. You got like the Chinese buffet. It's really good.
I haven't stepped foot in that mall and
don't.
Maybe like sophomore year of high school.
If
the
you
last
can't
time.
Access the store from walking into it from the outside, you don't need to go into it. Except for the comic book store. But you only have to walk.
The comic book store was the one thing I will miss about there.
It's still there.
But the place is shady anyways.
The comic book store?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was real shady.
I don't even remember the story that much. But I just remember I walked in with a couple of friends, a few of which were girls, and they got hit on in seconds. I'm like, we just walked into the store. Seriously.
That is what happens. Anyway.
So, Elliot, are you trying to tell me that you're 70 years old, Elliot?
I'm 70?
Because Toys R Us was founded in 1948.
No, I'm just saying they've opened and closed within my lifetime.
Asking was if Toys R Us, like, the
No, the company is fairly old.
Yeah.
They've lived a life cycle.
They've had a good run.
They've had a human lifespan.
I think they've had a longer run than Woolworths did.
If they appointed a baby as a CEO, the baby could have died, like, at the end of the Toys R Us.
How long?
70 years.
70 exactly?
70 exactly. Okay. They opened in 1948.
All right. That's a good enough lifespan.
They were a tiny store back then.
Mm-hmm.
Tiny boys.
But, this is something I actually just I really want to talk about this because my other podcast is very politics based.
Yeah, listen up, Chewy.
So, YouTube's now going to start. Well, not now, but they plan to start linking Wikipedia articles. And yes, it's Wikipedia, people. I get it. It's not always perfect. Shut up.
And that's what the sources are for.
Exactly. People forget that if you just look at the sources, you can verify whether or not it's
I don't
valid.
Read Wikipedia.
You're leaving my mom hanging with this one. I directly told her to listen.
But so YouTube's going to start looking at videos that are based around conspiracy theories. So the Earth being an egg would get flagged with Wikipedia on the side of it. With an article relating to like the situation about the Earth's shape.
Okay.
Or like,
what are they going to do for Alex Jones's videos? I need to know. I think they should just keep it with one Wikipedia article, and it's about like
Alex Jones.
It's just an Alex Jones Wikipedia article.
Can I just say something about Alex Jones real quickly? My perception of Alex Jones. I don't actually think that Alex Jones is a deranged fool.
You just think he's a dank memer.
No, I think he is a brilliant businessman.
Absolutely. He sells water purifiers.
The man is not an idiot in any stretch of the imagination. He just knows that if he can make himself seem crazy enough and get a large enough cult following, these people will buy anything he tells them to buy.
Yeah.
I mean, he's proved that he sold a weight loss powder
that just made him more red. What was it? Like a month in between? He's like, one month, he's just normal shirtless Alex Jones, slightly redder Alex Jones.
Yes. It's a beautiful picture, but no, I'm glad YouTube's starting to do this because where like Facebook and Twitter are completely failing is they don't monitor this stuff at all. They're just like, we're going to trust the community to make sure this is right.
Yeah, but the community is filled with fools.
To point out the community's shortcomings. Like, for example, looking back a couple of years to the Pulse nightclub shooting, someone was very quickly wrongly accused of that, and his life was pretty much ruined because someone said one thing, and without any kind of backing, just immediately attacked him.
Yeah, I think the thing is, they also should just put it on really any video involving factual evidence, unless the user has already put sources in the description.
Yeah. So now here's the thing. I will only listen to and watch videos that actually have
the sources
listed, right? And then I will, like, I actually go, I obviously don't check the sources of every single video, but I will every once in a while go and, like, just look through their sources just to make sure that this is a reliable person I'm listening to.
Like, I think Vsauce needs this? No. But, like,
yeah, Joe Schmo, DeFranco.
Joe Schmo from Kokomo posting videos about the Earth being an egg. Yeah, he might need it.
But one of the things about this is it's actually going to specifically target conspiracy theories using Wikipedia's list of like popular conspiracy theories.
It's a big list.
So it's not going to just randomly target things. It's going to target things that people are actually trying to talk about.
You mean to tell me that on my half A Press Super Mario 64 video, I'm not going to get a Wikipedia article that's talking about the JFK assassination?
Maybe
it's not like that'd be great. It's just a random Wikipedia article associated with every YouTube video.
I'd like to see it, but no, I'm glad to see this because YouTube's finally taking some responsibility for the fact that misinformation is really easy to let get out of hand.
Yeah, I'm okay with it. I guess. I mean, it's Wikipedia. It's like you can just change the article. Technically,
yes, but for ones like this, I think they have locks that you have to be authenticated to change.
Yeah, I mean, like John Cena tried to change his Wikipedia article to state the first time he watched anime, but they just changed it.
The thing that a lot of people don't remember is that Wikipedia's old super open source data thing is a thing of the past.
Oh my god, it was so funny.
You can still edit random articles, sure.
Yeah.
But you can't go into the quantum theory article and change it. Because
quantum theory, so...
Okay, go to Reddit. No one likes you.
I think someone kept changing the picture of Patton Oswalt on his Wikipedia page to an egg. And that was just the funniest thing I think I've ever heard.
They should have just changed it to Oswald the Octopus.
Yeah.
That would have been beautiful.
I don't remember that cartoon. I just remember the octopus.
Yeah, same. I remember it was an octopus and he was blue and I think he worked in an ice cream shop.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That is all I remember.
Hey, guys. I know we have other news, but I really want to give an opinion piece right now.
Okay,
I've been getting texts that I need to talk about it. Guess what I did over the break?
What did you do over the break?
I attempted to watch every single Disney produced movie. I watched a lot of them: Mulan, Treasure Planet.
Did you watch Black Cauldron?
I did watch Black Cauldron.
Was it good?
All right, so here, I got to talk about the two movies that kind of disappointed me: Black Cauldron and Sword in the Stone.
I will say I have not seen Black Cauldron, but from my understanding, the disappointment from it comes from they had a really good setup to do something great.
I know!
But they didn't because they didn't have a precedence for it, and if they did something too extreme, it would have probably sunk
down. First off, Black Cauldron was just literally a D&D campaign. That's all it was. Yeah. It was someone's D&D campaign.
But it was a bad D&D campaign.
But it was a really... It wasn't... It was like... It started off really promising, but then the DM just stopped writing for it, and he just kind of started coming in and ad-libbing it, and it was like, all right, this is dumb. And it's like, oh yeah, humanoid beast thing, you die. Just because I said, no, never mind, you're back. Like, it was disappointing. I liked Black Cauldron. Don't get me wrong, but it was disappointing. Now on to Sword in the Stone. Sword in the Stone was awful. Sword in the Stone was Merlin changing a kid into a bunch of different animals for an education, and then nothing happens with the sword. The sword is not mentioned until the last 5 minutes of the whole hour long movie. No, it's the longest Disney movie ever.
That's so
gross. Far. It's an hour and 30 minutes. And finally, the sword is mentioned just by a fluke because Arthur forgot his brother's sword. So he goes and retrieves the sword out of the stone and he's crowned King of England. And then there's a running gag where he tries to run out of a door and every single door, I think it was seven doors. And they all just yell, "All hail the king." And it was okay, great. This running gag was funny. I think maybe not.
Maybe not.
But if anything, it was you had two attempts to use this running gag. You've used it six times. Please stop. Just continue with the story. And then Merlin comes back and he goes, "Oh yeah, I still have a lot to teach you." I'm like, okay, so you're gonna turn the king into
more
animals. A lion. And then he's
and then
gonna...
the Lion King will happen.
And then the Lion King. I think the Sword in the Stone is a direct predecessor
to the Lion King.
And it
King Arthur is Mufasa, confirmed.
Yeah. But, so wait, King Arthur dies?
Huh?
King Arthur dies.
Simba is his son.
So
he's
that's,
killed by his brother.
That's where the Arthurian lineage goes.
Yeah.
So wait, you mean Hellboy is directly related to Mufasa?
He's no. Hellboy related to...
Yeah, Hellboy's part of the... he's part of the King
Arthur.
I guess he's
related to Mufasa.
Yep. All right, confirmed. I'm fine with this. I appreciate this now.
But because you mentioned Treasure Planet... Fantastic movie.
Oh, so good. My computer just crashed. no joke, it just crashed.
You hit the table too hard.
That's unfortunate.
I didn't even touch the table.
But I am so upset that Disney purposefully killed that movie.
It's coming back.
I love Treasure Planet. I thought it was a good movie.
It was a great movie, but they purposefully killed it.
What do you mean?
Because
they didn't want to do animation like that anymore.
It was super expensive to animate like that. Like, it's more expensive than it is to animate like today's animation.
Like Toy Story was cheaper than Treasure Planet. And Toy Story was like the first CGI sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, like
it had what was it? It had CGI.
CGI, 3D, hand-drawn, I think.
Hand-drawn, and then they had that thing that Tarzan had.
The rotoscope?
Yeah. That's not what it's called, I don't think.
It's supposed to emulate that.
Yeah.
But it's absurdly expensive. It looks gorgeous. It holds up really well.
Mm. Treasure Planet aged so well. All those movies age pretty well, except for like... What movie was like, this didn't age well, but it still looked okay, I guess?
Not Atlantis. Atlantis aged well.
Atlantis aged perfectly. Mulan did not age well.
I love Mulan. Never mind. Let me take that back. I love Mulan 2.
What? Listen. You're okay. You have said too many wrong opinions. If my sister was here, she would have smacked you. Mulan 2.
Here's the thing. I'm not saying I don't like Mulan. Mulan is a good movie. It's just I've seen Mulan 2 more times than I've seen Mulan.
Anthony.
Because I own Mulan.
Cinderella 3 Twist in Time's pretty good.
That's just like saying that you like the second Aladdin movie. No, that's like saying you like the Aladdin cartoons.
Better than the actual. No, it's what? Not. It is not.
How come this? How come if it's the third movie in the series, it's actually pretty good. Aladdin 3 is good.
Aladdin 3? I don't remember Aladdin 3.
It's okay.
I know I liked Aladdin. I know I don't care for the second Aladdin.
Rob Williams was back as a genie, so it was good. Okay. And then Cinderella 3...
I know that I like that one.
Was pretty good because like the prince was like insane. He mm-hmm. like jumped out a window and it was like, ah, ha, ha, funny. But
if I remember right, the reason is because the second movie is made for an immediate cash grab from the first movie success. And then after the second movie being garbage, any of the Disney movies. Okay. And then the second movie was garbage. So they have to bring something back for the third one to make it worth people getting again. Mm-hmm. So they make it good again.
Oh, I want to say this though. You know what movie I saw that was like, there were two movies that I saw that I was absolutely floored at how good they were.
Yeah.
Wreck-It Ralph, which is a straight Disney.
Wreck-It Ralph is fantastic.
John C. Reilly has never acted in a bad thing. I count his TV shows too. Mm-hmm. But and Zootopia.
Zootopia is also fantastic.
Zootopia was quality with a capital T right there.
Oh, Zootopia. Yeah, you're right. Zootopia was so good. I zoned out for a second, but Zootopia is a fantastic movie.
Yeah.
My favorites based off just era, based off from my interpretation of the eras. So I love. Is that from your
sister? I did it. I read your text.
Is that from your sister or your mom?
My sister.
I see. Listen, I'm sorry to disappoint. They're both good movies, all right? She's going to tell you to hit me again.
She's going to tell you. Anyway.
All right, Mama Elliot, I'm going to do it for you.
Catherine, not sister.
Sorry, Sissy Elliot.
You can hit again.
All right, so now that I'm done being abused, for the time being at least, I would say that my favorite from like Disney's newest era would actually probably be Tangled. Star Wars.
Yeah, no. You mean the horse from El Dorado?
Huh?
You mean the horse from El Dorado?
You mean the horse from El Dorado? Yeah, that same one.
Tangled is good.
Tangled is the greatest.
Tangled
is
good.
And I hate that Frozen got more hype than Tangled did because Tangled is the superior movie. Frozen only exists because Tangled was so good.
Do you think Frozen 2 is going to go the way of like Aladdin 2 and like Cinderella 2?
I hope so because I want Frozen to die, but that's me.
I don't think it's going to. And they haven't done one of those movies yet that have had a sequel.
Yeah.
Although.
From the prior era, I would say that my favorite movie is Road to El Dorado Disney or Pixar?
That's DreamWorks.
All right, yeah. DreamWorks. So then I would say from the prior generation, my favorite is either Aladdin or Mulan.
Aladdin is the right opinion because of Robin Williams.
True. And then from like old day Disney, I'd probably have to say my favorite is That's actually kind of a difficult. It's Fantasia.
What Fantasia? Because there's like five of them.
Were there?
Yeah. Okay. There's like Fantasia 2000, Fantasia 70s.
Or no, am I thinking of Fantasia or am I thinking of Anastasia? Or
Anastasia is
Fox.
Definitely not Disney.
Okay.
It's also if you watch Anastasia, the first like half of it's really good and then the second half's just garbage.
It just doesn't make sense. Like, look at this funny bad character.
Oh yeah, no, you guys are right. I just looked at the cover and I'm like, yeah, no, you guys are definitely right. I remember
there's the Fantasia that was made to show what you can do with animation to sync it to music.
Yeah, I definitely wasn't thinking of Fantasia. I was thinking of Anastasia, but I retract my previous statement after.
Anastasia would be the same time as Aladdin anyways.
Okay.
Yeah. Honestly, it came late. I think Anastasia's like a mid-2000s.
I really can't say.
My favorite old-timey Disney movie is not Sword in the Stone. It's Black Cauldron.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite.
It's a disappointment, but it's the best disappointment out of all of them.
My favorite non-musical Disney movie that predates when they got like really big is Homeward Bound.
Homeward Bound. Is that a live action?
Yes, it is just two dogs and a cat trying to get home. It is fantastic.
Huh. Really?
I watched it like 2 or 3 months ago. Holds up perfectly. Still funny. I recommend watching it.
You know what movie I was actually...
It's like, on Netflix, just so
this,
you know.
Okay, so I might actually get flack for saying this, but I wanted to just see it for historical purposes. I tried to find a link online to watch Song of the South, and you can't. I mean, I think it's banned in the U.S.
Wait, Song of the South, is that the really racist one?
That really racist one.
Yeah, it's banned in the U.S.
It's banned in the U.S. I mean, I know someone who has a VHS of it.
Why?
Because they bought
do
it.
Do they also fly both a Soviet flag and a Confederate battle flag?
They
right
might
next
as
to each
well.
Other?
But no, I think they found it at a yard sale and they went, how can I not buy this?
How can I not
buy this? No, you need
all
to understand.
In all fairness,
would you buy it?
I would have also.
I would buy Song of the South.
If I had found that song, if I walked into a thrift store, like found it, I'd been like, I have to. I can't.
You need
not.
To. Like,
My curiosity
it's
would be...
It's just a meme.
That is too big of a deal. Like, it's one thing when you find an old version that just doesn't exist, because, like, you still have versions that exist. It's a novelty, sure, but that just doesn't exist anymore.
That just, you cannot
exactly.
get that. I don't know if you can... I don't know. They probably do not make any...
Oh, no. They don't even make reference to it. It's like, if you bring it up, it's like, sir, I don't know what you're talking about.
Like, I think Looney Tunes acknowledges that a lot of their old cartoons are really racist, but they still play them. Disney's like, no.
No, because...
Song of the South is...
All right, so now here's the thing. So Looney Tunes does have, like, certain things I'm pretty sure they don't run anymore, but Song of the South is far worse than the racist stuff that Looney Tunes
like,
will still
like,
make
okay,
reference
to. Okay, so you know
to?
How some movies can be, like, ironically good, like The Room?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it doesn't even... Like I was watching this guy, and it didn't even rank high on ironic goodness. Mm-hmm. It was just... It's a bad movie, and it's a bad movie. It's just two different types of bad, and it's just like, that's just not good.
Mm.
All right, because I think that's all the time we have for today. Actually, unfortunately,
next time we're gonna
time we're gonna do a full review of Song of the South.
No, I was going to say Song of the South viewing party, but I really don't even want to say that. That's just like I think that's illegal. That might be illegal.
Probably
hate crime.
All I know is I'm not gonna see it. So
yeah,
that's
me
all. That
either
matters.
I can't see it.
But for those of you who tuned in with us live, thank you for wasting an hour of your day. For those of you who didn't tune in live, thank you for still wasting an hour of your day. Just at a different time than our hour of the day.
Oh, yeah. We appreciate you, Ellie Ma and Sis Elliot.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, also, my mom loved Homeward Bound as well.
It's great.
I've never seen it. I'm going to watch it.
Go watch it tonight. It's on Netflix.
I will. I promise. All right. Well, that's all the time we got. I know John already said that, but I'm Elliot Cabe.
I'm Anthony Richards.
And I'm John Roland, and we will see you next week.
Adios, nerdles.
Bye-bye.